Wait.
No joke. Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Dude, you know what's funny? And we're recording, by the way. Are we? Say it again. Noah Berlasky did what?
I don't even know fully who he is, but he does comms for a pedophile organization for like NAMBLA or something. Or not NAMBLA, but
some shit like that.
It's got a different name.
I'll tell you, and I don't know, she probably doesn't even want me mentioning this on the show, but he, like major, like, I don't know what you...
Props, respect,
but like Amber called that shit years ago.
People are
years
saying,
ago, because Amber's not the kind of person to be like, that guy's a pedophile. In fact, she's like against... Like the whole like accusing somebody or like, you know, like sexually pathologizing somebody based on their like politics or actions or whatever.
Right.
Noah's the only person I can think of where she was ever like, something's up with that guy. She's like, that guy's probably a pedophile.
That's awesome.
And that was the only person I can even think of that Amber's like called like shot from the hip on.
Apparently, nice. Liz Brunig said it publicly like months ago.
Respect. Well. Called her shot too.
Yeah
that's. That's Steph
shout
Curry
out to her. She posts,
around after you shot the 3-pointer.
She posts some pretty nice pastries on the internet.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. One of the funniest, and I don't, I like Liz, so I don't want to like make the problem worse. She posted a picture of her breastfeeding one time.
Oh
and
boy!
Then one of the alt-right guys responded with that picture of like the frog in the tuxedo with the eyes. The long eyes coming out, looking at the breastfeeding.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah.
That's so fucking good. Yeah, so I don't know who this guy is.
He's some guy that
yeah,
people
he's one
hate
of those,
online.
Like,
but
Gen
he seems
Xer,
annoying.
Like,
everyone seems to hate him.
Yeah, they posted
be glad
that,
he's a pedophile.
That next
oh, to boy. The damn.
Yeah. Welcome to Cumtown.
Welcome back to Cumtown.
Welcome back to Cumtown 2021.
We're here. There's a lot to catch up on.
I was doing one with my boys this weekend.
We got to remember to actually do the reads on this one because the last one...
We're going to remember.
The one we just did this morning was supposed to be the regular one.
Which you guys will hear on
premium.
Sunday.
Which you guys can go to... You can find by going to YouTube.com and typing in stolen Patreon episodes with musical guest Don Henley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because here's the thing, guys. If you go to YouTube, you can steal the premium episodes of the show, but you're gonna be missing on all of the audio content, the cuss words.
The cuss words, the licensed music that
if
we
you
like
go to
play.
Patreon.com, you can hear cussing. All of Don Henley's music in its entirety.
Yep. Yeah.
His entire catalog.
Everything. Yep. I stole his private journal and I'm reading it.
And we're not afraid of Don.
Yeah.
You, come
you
for
know
us.
What? We're also going to play. Play the Beatles. Don't make
it. Suck my dick and tell me it's big.
Oh, suck on my little dick.
I know I'm not the songs guy.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/Cumtown. Five. Listen, if you think the quality of the show will get better because you unsubscribe, the exact opposite. Don't test
you.
Us. This
we're
is a kamikaze mission.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to drop the quality of the show lower.
We
and
win
lower.
Either
classic
way.
Classic Mexican stand-up.
Either give us $5.
Either we're free, either the show tanks and we get to live regular lives again, or we get rich, okay?
Yes.
But it's one or the other, motherfuckers. So the quality will continue to be worse until the money shoots back up.
It's like that Pink Floyd song.
The beatings will keep
the boys,
being on your dick.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah.
I love that one. I love that trippy ass song.
One of the most classic.
Dude, I love dropping Sid.
Yeah.
And just watching The Wizard of Oz.
Dude, I love
and playing
up my third eye.
And playing
dude,
the
love,
boys
I
are
love
back
that
in town.
Song comfortably numb.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like, it reminds me of drugs.
It reminds you of your asshole before a guy pounds it?
Yeah, once I've been taking in poppers and yeah. I'm putting Icy Hot directly on my asshole.
Speaking of pedophile, no, The Who. The Who is a, there's a... Is
Townsend?
One of the guys in the pedophile, in the Who
yeah,
the pedophile.
Pete Townsend was, well, he's not a pedophile. He was doing research for a book. That's why he had to have all that child pornography.
This is the child, this is the looking at child pornography song.
Just torrenting, just gigabyte after gigabyte.
Just They're flying off the printer. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, shit.
Remix.
The fucking...
The buffer remix.
The Avicii.
Suck my dick, fuck my ass.
Suck my penis.
Suck on my dick and fuck my ass.
Suck my penis, please. Welcome back, everybody. There was a month away from the show. Not for you guys.
No, you've had the show on time every week.
Mm-hmm. On time.
It's twice
been
a week.
Uploaded, with the exception of one day where I forgot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until probably 11 p.m.
We're pretty good guys.
And that I almost didn't upload it on time because I was watching The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Pretty good movie.
I'm going to watch that movie. That movie's come up so often.
It's really good.
Over the last 5 years.
I brought it up over and over again.
Okay.
I saw it when it came out. And I remember being like it was like praised. Everyone said it was amazing. And I watched it when it came out, and it did nothing for me. Mm. Like, I didn't understand what the appeal was. And then I watched it again in the last year. And I think I've said this on the show before. But it is truly a good movie.
Is that so? Is that how you would categorize
it? I had to... You know, I love guys like that. You'd be stuck talking to them all the time. They'd like deliver just the most banal statements with such gravitas.
Some nice gravitas.
We went to lunch, and I have to tell you, listen to me right now. It was a terrific sandwich.
Mm-hmm. The fries were crispy.
It was really good.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll watch that fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back, dude. Back, I was in fucking Greece. I'm in fucking Portland,
Seattle.
You guys
like what I've done with the place?
It looks great, dude.
Cleaned it up.
It honestly does look great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick cleaned his apartment while we were gone. It's looking
the
nice.
The lamp is in the right place. Yeah, you got coffee table.
I'm in his new
reading
nook.
I've had the coffee table's been over
I know,
here.
It never made any sense.
But I got a nice chair for over here, an ottoman that's coming.
You know what it is? Your stuff... You've always had this stuff, but it's in a place that makes sense now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything in your apartment made no sense.
Yeah.
You had, like, fucking weights in your bedroom. You didn't have a bed.
Yeah.
You had the racing wheel just kind of around. Now Now it's got its own dedicated
now
place.
Now he has a race car section of the
Now
apartment.
You got a swole-atorium. You got your little fucking... That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do fucking squats in that bitch.
Yep.
You fucking came up, dude.
Perfect timing for the show to fail, and then I can't afford this apartment anymore.
No. It's good. Don't worry.
No, I'll have to be outside sucking dick to afford Switch games, to afford my Nintendo subscription.
That would be funny.
That's a dark thought, brother.
So you played Breath of the Wild.
It's good.
Have you played N-Word Sword yet? The new one?
I have not. I have a hard time believing that's what it's called.
I think that's what it's called.
It's called...
It's
Are
called,
you thinking Inner Sword?
No, N-Word, and N-Word, I think, or Skyward N-Word, I think is the name. It's something like
so
that.
So you're saying it's N?
It's
W-O-R-D?
I think it's called The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just what it is? The Legend of Zelda : I don't think it is, man.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that game, but it sounds pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the games are good.
Yeah, it's. I guess Princess Zelda has been kidnapped by...
No, she hasn't been.
And they're raping her?
No, they're good guys.
In the back of a Cadillac.
They're good guys. No, it's not in a Cadillac either.
They don't have cars.
Yeah.
They have cars, but they're not necessarily Cadillacs.
They've used black magic to kidnap Princess Zelda.
Okay.
And they're making her take that dick all the time.
Okay, dude, that's...
Demons.
It looks like it's called Skyward Sword.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So it's not called...
Yeah. See, oh, speaking of that word, did you guys watch the...
Yeah, they were just saying the N-word. Every telegraph was just different length N-words.
Yeah. It was all cussing. I watched the Woodstock 99 documentary, and they had this, like, faggot New York Times, like, music journalist critic guy.
Mm-hmm. And it was the DMX performance. And DMX
told me about that.
Yeah, DMX DMX died, and the local news guy being like, DMX, what y'all want? The legendary rapper is dead.
He gets fired.
Yeah, he gets fired. Yeah. But imagine.
It was like, it was a
for
tribute.
A second.
Didn't somebody do that with Biggie's birthday?
Did they?
I want to say someone might. Someone, I believe, did something racist for Biggie's birthday a couple years
Dick
ago.
Man X.
Like a journal or a news.
Like maybe even like a fucking weatherman.
Oh, God. Anyway, so they were like, DMX was doing like a big call and response section of his performance, and the entire like 100,000 people were just shouting the N-word.
Well,
it was all
from
white.
What
people.
I heard is he gave them tacit permission to.
Well,
say
and
it.
Then so this New York Times guy is like, and to imagine like the feelings that DMX was having when he found out that his audience were N-word sayers. And he used the term N-word sayers.
Nah, shut up.
To describe, but like a to like. To like,
well, that's what they like. That's the true story of Woodstock.
N-word sayers.
First of all, he's a New York Times journalist, and he said N-word sayers. Second of all, to claim that DMX went backstage to cry afterwards.
Right. N-word sayers.
So funny.
That like, sounds like one of those like dweeby
Buffy
like,
the N-word sayer.
No, it sounds like a
Midwestern author.
No, it sounds like a reply guy that listens to our show. That's like 100%. Richard N-word sayer.
Of course,
yeah. 100%.
No, but if you imagine it's a proper name and not just somebody that yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, it is a reply. That it's funny that Twitter turned into that.
Yeah.
Twitter used to be you just post things and you get replies from people you were friends with.
Yeah. Yeah, it just used
well, people
to be
are just trying to be friends.
Yeah.
People are trying to be friends in one of the most pathetic ways possible.
One of the saddest ways.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a good one this week.
You tweet anything and there's like immediately 50 replies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just don't even fucking read them.
Half of them.
Turn off your
half of them I don't even understand.
Mm-hmm. I honestly do not read shit, dude. I'll post and go.
Yeah.
I just get notifications
unless
if it's someone I follow.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's one for you guys.
Like,
tell me if you like
Lady
this.
Lady Gaga has replied to
yeah, Adam. We're mutuals. I'm moofoos with Lady
You're
Gaga.
You're moofoos, dude?
Yeah, I think she's a good singer and
she's
a good
a
friend.
She's a good singer. She's got a
how
nice
about,
schnoz.
How about Lady Kaka?
Is she made of shit? Is she made of shit or does she shit herself a lot?
Both. All of it. Yeah. Every option. As many iterations
Kaka.
As we could have of Lady Kaka. The better.
Maybe her pussy's filled with shit.
What are some of Lady Gaga's songs? You're hot and you're cold.
That's, no, that's Katy Perry again.
And fire and makeup.
That's literally the same song.
I'm made of doo-doo. Like a plastic bag floating floating in the wind. And the bag
and the bag is full of shit. And I'm going to stuff it in my cunt.
I'm going to put it in my pussy. It's
you shit in my mouth and my pussy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wake me up when September ends.
The 9/11
Green Day song.
Green Day song. Really cool.
I'm gay now. It's funny that guy's name is Billy Joel Armstrong.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
What yeah,
the
my
hell
name's
is up with
fucking
that?
Michael Jackson Aldrin, and I'm a musician
and an astronaut.
I'm an astronaut. Yeah, but if you guys like Billy Joel, get a load of this. What if he was also fucking
Billy Hole when he was gay?
Well, Neil Armstrong.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
the first astronaut to win the Tour de France.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah, look, man, I'm not really. I was.
That's
really
a successful family. They got a bike guy, they got a moon guy, they got a black guy.
Yeah, the Armstrongs.
Oh, yeah, they play the saxophone, or the...
Yeah, the that guy.
What does he play, trumpet?
Trumpet, yeah.
I love sucking pussy.
Suck my dick.
I give you $5.
The way you fuck my ass. The way you piss on me. I have HIV.
Have you guys ever been pissed on? Have I asked you this before?
No.
Well, is squirt pee?
I think depending on how hard the squirt comes out. Because I've definitely gotten busted in my face before.
It's funny to be
by
like...
By squirt, not to, by cum, to, and all you guys out there.
To think about it, like you're fucking a girl, wow, and then she squirts. Admitted. You're fucking a girl, and then she squirts, and then the girl's like, I just squirted, and then you're like, no, nah, that's just pee. And
no, I was pissing in your pussy.
Yeah, yeah. that's the joke. She's like, it's not just pee. They don't know. I'm like, no, I just pissed.
No, I've been holding it in for a while. I just let it go.
Yeah, I wanted to rush over here to have sex. I was going to stop at the gas station, but then I got a fucking an icy.
Yeah,
and I forgot to piss.
And I forgot to piss. And I just kind of took this. You know how your dick gets hard? You're telling her. You're like, you know how your dick gets hard when you have to piss sometimes.
Yeah.
So I decided, fuck it. Let's put the piss boner in the pussy.
I thought you would be plugged by my dick, and then the piss would just go into where your piss is stored.
Right.
You would piss it out later and be none the wiser.
And no one would ever know.
Sort of a Danny Ocean scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
Where instead of stealing, I'm putting in, instead of stealing something desirable, I'm giving you something undesirable, my piss.
Sort of an Ocean's 11 kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Ocean's 4.5.
Yeah.
Nicknamed after your dick size, Nick. Because you're the guy in this hypothetical.
Wrong.
It's not me. If it was me, it would be Ocean's 6.25. Yeah. Yeah, I've never pissed this. I feel like we have this exact same conversation. I sucked a man's dick.
I still want to do a puzzle.
He fucked my ass.
I've been talking about doing that puzzle.
No, you don't.
For months.
You don't want to do it.
I do.
What puzzle do you have?
I don't. No, that was a... Somebody gave me that as like a joke gift.
A Disney puzzle.
Yeah, I don't want to do that one. I want to do...
An adult one?
No, I want to do something like...
Yeah, I would do a puzzle if there's tits on it.
Yeah, and you get to see them.
I did a nice one of a man playing accordion for a dog. A man in a raincoat playing accordion.
That's cute.
But I want like a heraldic theme or some kind of like medieval...
Geraldo Rivera?
Some kind of feudal, big heraldic with knights and castles and stuff.
That'd be cool.
That's the kind of puzzle I want to do.
Yeah. The problem with puzzles is you never get to, like, you just got to destroy them at the end after you finish.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, you just leave them out forever?
You laminate them and hang them on the wall, dude.
You put them on the wall.
Everybody knows that.
Everyone, really?
Yeah, everybody does that. Ah, fuck, dude. I fucked for the listeners. I completely fucked my back up sleeping on these fucked up little Greek mattresses. Mm. And then I was traveling so much, I haven't had time to heal. Mm. So I'm playing through the pain. It hurts when I laugh, actually, which literally is hard for me.
Wow, that's sad.
You know? I love joy. I love mirth.
You love laughter.
I do.
Oh, can I do my song that I've been trying to tell you guys?
Yeah, please.
Okay, it's I am a Santa. I think I want to have gay sex. Lord, forgive me.
That's really good.
Lord, forgive me. Yep. I think I'm about to have gay sex. Yeah, that was
I just want to suck a bone. Something like that.
Yeah. It's Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
People say it's about one of the smartest people in America.
Ken Dick, I suck.
Yeah.
Ken Dick, I suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Dick.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. The answer to that query, my friend, is yes. I'm a penis. I want to get sucked by a man.
That's a rich new vein, the perspective of a gay penis.
Oh, wow. We haven't explored
and
that
I'm
before.
I'm a penis. I want to be in a man's ass.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Do like a one-man stage, two-act stage play of like a gay man's penis. And you have like a dick outfit on. You go out on stage and you're just chain smoking, like kind of hunched over like, of all the fucking guys I got to be attached to, it's got to be a fucking gay guy.
This fucking homo.
There's nothing I want more in this world than to be shoved into a fucking pussy. What does life give me? Shit. Shit. In this city filled with shit, Brooklyn, with your dirty streets and dirty people, HIV coursing through my veins.
That's really good. That's really good, dude.
It's all like,
that's awesome.
Just brooding.
This is just an Italian guy.
Would it
from
kill
Sad
him
Island?
To let me get pussy one time?
Yeah. One day, but I'm saving up. I got a plan, all right. He's just like, you know, hiding his like bits of money from like a like a female pussy that's his wife for some reason, or a female penis.
Mm-hmm.
Just a woman penis. Like, where you are you going to work? Of course I'm going to work. And he's like, well, he gets like called out. Like the gay guy has to go to like the HIV doctor, so he's not having sex that day.
Mm.
So he comes home and the wife's like, she's not cheating on him, but she's flirting with him with like a dick that's like a police officer or something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And he's like, you respect that guy, huh? I can see it in your eyes. You know he's not just gathering shit all day long.
You know he's not cleaning shit out of his foreskin.
He's not. He doesn't have a fucking, what, because he's got a real job? Some of us have to do it.
And he gets pussy at work.
Mm-hmm. What do you do all day? You're just on camera, attached to a trans woman. Oh, Archie, don't go so hard on me.
You get jacked off by nice-smelling lotions all day on OnlyFans, mm-hmm. while I'm over here in men's asses.
Yeah.
In the trenches.
In the trenches. Putting food on the fucking table.
Up to my knees.
I know I've said it before.
Up to my knees.
But if I was like a multi-billionaire, I'd be doing stuff like that.
Dude, that's...
I'd be bullying theaters in New York to do those kinds of plays.
We could get a black and box theater.
And the name of the play would be Legend of Zelda, the N-word sword. And it would be branded exactly like all Nintendo stuff. All
just get sued for your advertising campaign.
Yeah, has nothing to do
the
with
play that. Closes before one
just
fucking
guy
production.
To find like a very good actor, and just have like he's just got this like dickhead like flopping around like this big. He's like, so what? It's gotta be all on me, huh?
Yeah, dude.
And it's brought to you by BlueChew.com.
And it's absolutely brought to you by BlueChew.com.
The minds at BlueChew.com.
And you, because you guys don't know this, but part of the tension in the hypothetical dick we just described is that it could
his wife doesn't get hard. His dad's retired. He goes to see his dad, who used to fuck a lot.
Right.
He stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Dad, you were one of the best. He's like, You know, I'm attached to a guy who's 27 years old, right? Yeah, I worked hard, but we got blown out with cocaine.
Cocaine?
Yeah, we moved to Florida. Yeah. Retired.
At BlueChew.com.
Yeah, BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to talk about BlueChew for a second by directing Adam to talk about BlueChew for a second.
That's awesome. Adam?
Adam?
This episode is sponsored by BlueChew. Say it with us, BlueChew. BlueChew is making waves by bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help a man get stronger.
Holy fuck, for
and
real?
And longer lasting erections.
What? That's awesome.
It's in a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis in chewable form for a fraction of the cost. We don't talk about that enough.
The
we don't talk about
the
fraction of the cost.
That is huge.
Honestly, this might be the first time we've mentioned the fraction of the cost.
And that's big because, listen, I remember a time before you could get dick pills on the internet this easy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time where you had to fucking Venmo a guy who worked at a research lab for generic Cialis.
You can't go.
And that it would make your head hurt really bad. Your eyes would bulge. Your dick would get hard, but it would burn a little bit. And, you know, those were not the kind of days. Now we're talking, and it was prohibitively expensive, by the way, because they knew you needed to get your dick hard. But the good folks at BlueChew.com, they provide superior service. Beautiful, beautiful, discreet packaging right to your fucking door. You have to talk to a doctor so you make sure you're healthy. It's not fucking your body up. God knows what I did to myself taking gas station dick pills and research chemicals for years as a very obese 24-year-old. But luckily now, folks, what you have is this fraction of the price beauty over at BlueChew.com. Continue, Adam. What are some other perks?
Well, basically, you get harder and stronger erections that combat all forms of erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that there are multiple forms of erectile dysfunction.
There's being fat. There's
being fat, being
gay.
Gay, being in the closet.
Being
we all
Jewish.
Know
the three, Jewish. The three that we deal with.
The three that the three states of man. No awkward doctor's visits, no awkward conversations. Yeah,
my
no
problem
waiting
is
in line
that
at the pharmacy.
I often come before my dick even begins to get hard.
Yeah.
right at the start, but should we? I like to jokingly refer to the face of the disappointed woman as taking the shortcut at Wario Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with Warrior Stadium.
Yeah, not many people are, but if you play as Yoshi, you can jump over to the second half of the track.
Wow.
In Mario Kart 64.
And that's what you would consider busting before your dick even gets sort of hard. You would call that a sort of a cheat code.
I will tell you this right now. Yes. I said, sorry, I pulled a little game shark on you.
Well, look, BlueChew.com can't help you take the shortcut at Wario Stadium, but it can help you have a hard-ass fucking dick to pound hole,
yes.
Whether that's pussy, whatever ass, or mouth hole, it'll help you pound it.
Adult,
for sure. No, don't be on your Berlansky shit with these pills.
Yeah. Also, there are two different types of chewable tablets. They have sildenafil and tadalafil, which is I like to take tadalafil because
Yep.
Tadalafil.
You pull some silk handkerchiefs out of your dick hole.
Yep. I like to. I have a bunch of. Well, actually, my asshole. I make a.
That's so true.
Bouquet of paper flowers.
It is out of your ass.
Yeah. They're made in the USA. No Chinese fingers.
No fucking bullshit Wuhan
them,
shit.
And they prepared. Listen, they leaked out of a lab.
I'm prepared to show you a picture of my penis.
Yeah. And they prepare and ship directly to your house, so it's cheaper than the pharmacy.
So awesome.
So if you want to try Blue Chew free, go and use our promo code Cumtown at checkout and just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com.
That's nothing.
Promo code Cumtown to receive your first month free, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. We haven't done that
Blue
before.
Chew, we really
Blue
thank
Chew.
Them.
BlueChew.com is one of the greatest. It's for cocksuckers.
We thank them for sponsoring the podcast and for sponsoring our specific cocks.
Folks, let me tell you something. I'm a cocksucker.
Folks,
right?
I suck cock.
I've been sucking cock here at the car dealership since before they told me it wasn't my job. I was doing it because I thought it was my job.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they hired me here. They hired me here.
Hired you to suck cock at the car wash?
At Davis Toyota in fucking Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. They hired me here.
Actually, you're from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
1987. And
Adam, can I get a little something for that? You're over here looking at
that
your
phone. Good. No, that
I
was
say
good.
You're from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
And well, apparently the hole in my kitchen ceiling will not be being fixed this week. So
that's good. It's probably not going to rain.
The sales manager
no
at the
way
time,
that there's a hurricane coming right now.
The sales manager at the time said, we're looking for, he was coked out of his mind. He said to me, we're hiring salespeople. We're looking for real cocksuckers here. You know,
and you took it in a literal sense.
I took it literally.
Yeah, they thought you mean like someone with low morals.
I had been selling cars for 10 years at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was married, but I needed a job.
So you just had to get a this job. Straight, you already you had experience selling cars.
At a different dealership that closed. I got hired.
So you didn't even try and just sell cars? You
I sold
right
a Celica GT my first day.
Well, look good for you.
And the guy said, that's great job, but we need two. All right, you need to keep going. Like I said, we're looking for real cocksuckers here. And when he said it the second time, that's when I sealed the deal for me.
Clicked.
And, you know, I had my own cubicle, so I had been blowing customers. The first couple of times I cried.
Fuck.
It was hard for you to...
It was hard, but
to make that...
And they were just down. Now, just out of curiosity, the guys you sucked, they were all down?
What was
the clientele at this place?
I'll tell you what, in 2003,
yeah.
It was 2 years after the towers fell.
Right.
Yeah.
They hired a guy named Vikram Singh, who had a very colorful turban, and the general manager of the dealership, he's a family guy. Naturally, he was a little concerned.
Of course.
So they knocked out all the walls and the cubicles and put in fucking glass. So we could keep an eye on
it. To make sure it wasn't doing terrorism.
To make sure.
Yeah.
It was 2 years after the towers fell.
Of course.
Yeah. You can't be sure.
You can't be too sure.
Well,
you can't be too safe.
You know, I had been salesman of the month going on, you know,
that whole 2 years. Yeah,
ten
whole
years
2 years.
At this point, because I was basically in a permanent state of trauma.
Right.
You know, my wife had left me because, she didn't even know about the cocksucking, but she'd look into my eyes and see nothing.
Something was missing there.
See,
you were broke. She saw a broken man where once there was a strong provider for
She'd
her family.
She'd see the boiling, gelatinous mess of memories that refused to form themselves permanently in my head. Mm-hmm. As I thought about all the men whose cocks I was forced to suck just to sell a couple of Toyotas.
I guess what I'm confused about is not your...
Well, they put the glass in, and then everybody saw me blowing some guy.
Right.
And they, you know, they said, look, you know... We've been here with this the whole time. Back in 87, we could tell you we don't hire fags at this place.
Right.
But this is a new age. We don't have the towers anymore.
It's 2003.
The towers are gone.
It's 2003. We can still call people fags, but we can't fire them for it.
Yeah.
Now, what the hell are you doing? And I said, remember Mike? They're like, yeah, the guy that had a heart attack back in 1991. I said, yeah. He said, we were looking for real cocksuckers. And they were like, that's an expression.
Right.
And then we slowly panned to my face and zoomed in.
Mm. you were filming a kind of documentary office, office style docu comedy.
And then we took a look at Jim.
And then Jim right.
from across
a wacky
the
face.
Office.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And Jim was puffing out his cheeks and raising his eyebrows at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the classic Jim. Somebody's been sucking cock when they didn't have to face.
So it was 12 years of this.
And I call that my 12 years a slave.
Yeah.
12 years a sex slave. So when that movie came out, it was so triggering. I had a manic episode and tore off all my clothes. And they found me in Appleton drinking my own piss in a Chinese buffet.
Get out of town.
But luckily, workers' comp covered the whole thing.
That is luck. That is really lucky.
So I've been in therapy now. I go three times a day. It's about... $86,000 a month.
Workers covered. You having a mental breakdown off the clock at 12 years a slave and drinking your own piss in a Chinese buffet in Appleton.
I think that makes sense to me.
You know, because I signed the waiver saying that it's you know, we're going to say it's nobody's fault. It's a no, they call it a no fault.
A no fault, sure.
Where, yes, I was been sexually abused by customers for years, but they realized.
It did seem like you were kind of doing it.
They went back and they looked at all of the customer reviews. And there's been people that go in there and said, we want to go back to Jim. That guy's a real cocksucker.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Jim, I think. I can't remember.
No, Jim. Your name's also Jim, I think.
Yeah, my name's Jim.
But Jim also works there.
Jim from the office.
Jim from the office works there.
Yeah.
Different Jim, yeah.
But your name is Jim.
And
too.
My name's Jim also.
I guess what I find most confusing about this is that you found, I guess, hundreds if not thousands of willing car buyers that wanted to get their dick sucked. Because I'm looking at you, you're not a very good-looking man.
Who the hell do you think drives Toyotas?
Homosexuals.
Guys that are trying to get their cock sucked.
By guys?
I think so.
I mean, I drive a Toyota.
I mean, that explains.
I don't really want to get my dick sucked by guys.
And guess what? You know, but here's the
deep
rub.
Down, I
here's,
do.
Here's the real answer.
Okay.
Turns out that I had a secret benefactor that had been paying people to come buy Toyotas for me so I could keep my job.
Really?
Yes.
Like a billionaire or something.
That must have been really expensive.
A patron of the arts.
Yes. Because I had written some poetry in college that made its way to a couple of zines in New York City.
Really?
Wow.
And none other than the guy from Bain Capital.
Wow.
Mitt Romney?
Sure.
Didn't he work there?
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually worked at Brain Capital.
So Mitt Romney was paying men to get their dicks sucked by you.
Well, he was like, well, I love this guy's poetry.
Oh, I like his poetry.
He's got really good poetry.
I don't approve of him sucking cock.
He's got really... Yeah, I mean, if he wants to suck cock, that's it.
I don't think that's Mitt
Romney. That's exactly what Mitt Romney sounds like.
He sounds like...
Or Jit Romney.
It admits like a glove. That's what they say.
Yeah,
I say he does admit Romney before he fucks one of his wives. He puts a condom on. He goes, it admits like a glove. Huh, who let
all right?
Who let the cum out of my penis?
Who let the dogs out is the best video ever.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Who? Just around black people.
It's a song that came out.
A song that had come
nine
out
years
yeah.
prior, probably.
That's awesome. Shout out to Mitt. Shout out. Let me just say, Salt Lake City. Thank you for everyone who came out to see me. Mm-hmm. Thank you everyone at coming to the fucking Prince of Pleasure tour. It's been going fucking swimmingly, and I'm coming to fucking Denver next. I'm coming to Omaha, Nebraska. I'm coming to fucking Minneapolis. That's all next in 2 weeks. Denver's the 12th. Omaha's the 14th. Minneapolis, 16th to the 18th. Then I'm in San Antonio the next week. And then I'm in Cleveland, Phoenix, Madison, Detroit, New Orleans, Tampa, Boston, all the good shit. But yeah, go buy some tickets to Denver, Omaha, Minneapolis, San Antonio for now.
Grand Slam Tonio.
Grand Slam Tonio. I'm trying to get some fucking... some plus-size pussy over in San Antonio.
You know,
I hear
really,
it's the fattest city in America.
I don't really want to do shows.
I hope it's got the fattest pussies in America, too.
I might go on tour just to have sex and not do shows.
That's not a bad way to do it.
Just put it up on my website.
Just go on a pussy tour. Like,
just name
like
the tour.
Like a prostitute?
Yeah, I'll be at the Best Western.
Yeah, the way fucking prostitutes go to strip clubs.
Yeah, you're
just like, hey, I don't feel like doing stand-up, but... If you're a girl who lives here wants to suck my cock, DM me. You know what? That goes for me, too. I am doing stand-up, but if you just want to suck me off, go ahead and DM me.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I got my own 6-foot expandable table that I'll just be setting up outside the Best Western. Mm-hmm. Where we can, you know, we'll form a line and I can meet you and sign something.
Right.
And I'll put a stamp on your hand
if you're cock approved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I have a big air horn, a novelty air horn that says moo if you're declined. And I'll be blowing it in your face.
fuck.
Go to stavi.biz/tour for those tickets. I'll also be selling Nick's sexual tour tickets on that website. I will be I'm getting a piece of every little fucking... I'm pimping Nick out.
Piece
I'll set it up, dude. I'll set up the logistics, but I get 10% of every pussy that you fuck.
All right.
He's booking
you have to bring back a little jar of pussy juice, and I get to drink it when you come home.
This is making me feel like a real industrialist.
Yeah.
From the golden age.
Of course. Oh, dude. My back is fucking killing me, dude. Is anybody listening a masseuse?
I got a lacrosse ball sitting on that table right there.
I might go get a massage right after this, actually.
Yeah. How about instead of playing lacrosse, it's playing Rich Voss.
Playing Rich Voss. Yeah. And you're like kind of sucking his cock, putting your thumbs in his ass.
But with
he's an instrument.
You got a
lacrosse.
Like you're a jazz man.
Yeah. You're blowing into his ass and you're like fingering him at a rhythm.
You're like taking his hat off and on.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell? What's the fuck you guys doing back there? This guy's playing me like a fucking trombone. So are you going to buy a Land Cruiser?
Yeah. Jim, how many times do I have to tell you?
I'm just here for the free cock shucking.
Do you have any Mercedes? Do you have a Mercedes I could buy?
Fuck, dude. Jim from fucking
Fond du
Lac, Wisconsin. I'm also going to Wisconsin at some point, too. I think I said that. Madison.
Yeah. Well, come see me. I got raped.
Yeah, Jim will be opening for me when I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
Featuring the openers, Jim from Fond du Lac and Jeff Foxbarely.
Jeff Foxbarely? Yeah.
They're going to love
you guys. That's a little fucking
preview
for Sunday's episode. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. I love when we pre-record Sunday and then we reference something coming. Jeff Foxbarely.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my motherfucking God.
I rewatched Hell or High Water the other day.
Great flick.
I love that movie.
Great flick.
I forgot I bought it. I have it on DVD. I watched it like 3 times when I got it.
It's awesome.
I'm going to redo that in Sicario.
Sicario.
Yeah.
Sicario rocks. The second one was not as good.
The Day of the Soldado.
Which is a great name. It should have been
It
awesome.
Is a really good name.
I feel like the pinnacle of my life was when... What's his name?
Frankie sucked your dick and you fucked his ass?
No.
And then he fucked your ass?
No.
Don't you remember that, Adam, when he was like bragging about Frankie finally getting
fucking
him in the ass?
Frankie and the rest of the Jersey boys.
Josh Brolin was at the stand one night.
That's right. I remember that.
He said, very funny, great job to me. And that will be a feather in my ass. Mm-hmm.
A regular dude. Yankee dude.
That is true. Yeah. You were smiling big as shit when you
stuck
when that happened.
Feather up his dick and then came from doing that.
And he turns out he loves docking.
I remember as a child trying to picture Yankee Doodle in my head, and it was always some kind of like fucked up rooster man.
Yeah, well, because Doodle.
Well, Yankee Doodle is a dumb name, and but you know what I'd imagine the Cocoa Puffs bird in colonial garb, but then his eyeballs are like macaroni or whatever, because the whole song is just
I didn't understand stuck the macaroni.
What was it? Stuck
part.
A feather in his ass
and called it macaroni.
Literally,
his cap.
Every
cap.
Part of quote unquote American culture from like the colonial period was just, I mean, just like. Fully deranged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, they were raping
but
slaves.
Like
and shit.
Mentally disabled, like a Down syndrome person came up with most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a banger. That
what
was
do they
hit.
Have? What are,
when someone came up with the Yankee Doodle, everyone's like, I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that track.
They came up with that at mybookie.ag.
They did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, which, Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about how they came up with it at mybookie.ag?
In the world of.
At mybookie.ag.
In the world of sports, the off-season is time to relax and regroup after a hard-fought season.
That's
playing
true.
Playing with MyBookie gives you the choice to decide when your season begins and ends.
I love agency.
Yeah. I love... My season is all year long.
Well,
I'm trying to season a man's penis.
With your ass?
With my ass.
Put on a bib.
And voila.
Et voila.
Penis de la homosexual.
You can bet on hundreds of games and leagues from around the world. Whether it's a game day parlay or a long shot winner, MyBookie's got you covered.
That's so fucking
Use pregame
sick.
Props or bet the live game to shift the odds in your favor and always come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's I always come out on top, too, when
you're,
Stavros
when you're
and I have sex.
You wish, dude. You know I would top
us.
You.
Anyway.
You know I would top you. Don't have. First of all, you don't have the strength to
I'll be
top
honest
me.
With you. I can't imagine you guys having sex.
I would fuck Adam. It's not even a question.
What do you know?
No, nah, you'd be. You'd just like hold hands.
No way.
I would, be like a
I would ravage his hole.
Let's stay friends.
He's not hot enough, but if he was, I would fuck him.
Yeah. Adam's telling you about other guys he's having sex with, and you're like, I'm just so glad you're happy.
No, I'm not getting friend-zoned by Adam.
You're
I'm
getting
power. I'm power fucking his ass.
You're
cheeks.
Masturbating to the idea of that happening.
That'll never
Adam's
happen.
Adam's like, I just respect you as a friend more, and you're like, totally, totally, totally.
Don't
totally.
You even pretend
you're like a
that
brother to me.
Adam's like, I've been getting raped in my ass by Will from Chapo. And you're like, oh.
I'm getting bussy.
Will's a really good guy.
No, dude, I'm getting Will-style bussy, dude, and Will would respect me for it too.
Yeah,
he rocks.
He does rock.
He rocks.
And me and him both fuck Adam.
Yeah. So Will's outside in his Mustang honking the horn. Like, Adam, come give me some pussy.
Adam, hurry up.
I need pussy.
I need cunt.
Stav's just at the window. It's kind of like it's kind
okay.
of frosty. He just backs and recedes into the darkness.
Okay, see ya, Adam.
Oh, see ya.
Come by later.
Behind the drapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're in a wheelchair. You broke your leg. This was when you hurt your foot.
Yeah, I was fucking alone.
Oh, you know what? Hands. I'll admit, when I hurt my foot, I was more vulnerable.
Yeah. And you're looking out the window, and across the street, you see somebody doing a murder happens.
Oh, it's Rear Window now?
Yeah.
But I also want to get pussy from Adam?
But here's what happens. It's Stav. Like, he's sitting, I'm going to use my phone as an example. He's looking out the window, and he's like, oh, my God, that woman looks like she's in trouble. And then they see the murder happen. He's like, oh, my God, he's murdering her. Boop, 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 boop. Yes, can I get a large pizza? Pepperoni. And extra breadsticks.
That's true.
But, what was I doing?
Well, anyway.
All right, jacking off. And that is the end of that bit.
That's true, but I would fuck Adam for the record. Now finish the read, Adam.
I would fuck you, but
no chance. Finish
I would
the
fuck
read.
You, dude.
Finish the read. You would never fuck me. All I'm right. too powerful to get fucked by you, dude.
I would twist you up like a fat little pretzel.
No, you would not.
I would dip you in mustard.
You would not. You wish you would, but you couldn't.
I would salt you and dip you in mustard.
I would fucking dominate you sexually, bro.
Oh, my God. You couldn't even get hard.
I would. You know what? You're right.
You'd be jacking off your
ugly.
Soft dick. And
yeah, I'm like, give
well,
me a second.
Someone needs to fuck in this scenario. So
no,
I get
no. I would be like, Adam, suck
I'm
my balls.
I'm physically incapable.
I would be like, Adam, suck my balls while I jack off to get hard enough to fuck you.
That would be pretty funny.
And you'd be like,
you
yes, daddy.
Your dick on
and you would
nuts.
Say, yes, daddy.
I would not call you. Come on, that is beyond the pale.
You would.
Now you've really stepped over a line. That is insulting to my father.
You would call me, yeah.
He is my one and only father.
I'm a better role model than your dad.
Okay, if you sign up today with my bookie and use our
promo
code.
Yeah, he had to move on because of the truth.
It's either Cometown or Cometown 20. You'll receive an up to $1,000 in bonus money when you make your first
deposit.
You
hear that, folks? Bonus money.
Yeah, bonus money, and that's what
it's
I like.
It's so much better than regular money.
Yeah, that's $1,000 extra cash when you make your first deposit at mybookie.com using promo code. Bet anything,
what,
anytime,
what,
anywhere.
What promo code?
It says promo code, parentheses, promo code. It's either Cometown or Cometown
20. Cometown 20, folks.
Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.com. You could bet anything.
That's awesome.
They literally take any form of currency, a currency that you've made up.
Bitcoin. Mm-hmm.
Stavros coin.
Mm-hmm. You should make Stav coin.
I should. How the fuck do I do that?
No, I don't know. You pay some guy in India.
Stav sucking my penis.
You think if I suck a guy's cock, he'd make a coin for me?
Yeah. I just wanted my own currency. And I
had so much to ask.
I wanted to come up with. I came up with something called Toyota Coin. I thought it was going to revolutionize the dealership. Started talking to a couple guys online. We meet up in person. Long story short, I got raped. I got tricked into sucking cock, and that's why I'm here
at
Grayfield Elementary talking to you kids today to warn you about the dangers of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So this
a lot of you have been hearing cool stories about Bitcoin being used to buy downloadable content and video games. It's not happening, kids. There's not a single game where that works. Instead, I'm now HIV positive going around to schools.
Whoa, Jim. So this Jim. Is separate from you getting raped in
a I've
Toyota.
Had a hard life.
Yeah.
Jim, it's been a long road.
Some people, they go through life and they learn a lot of different lessons. And some of us learn the same lessons over and over and over wow. again.
Do you think at a certain point it becomes part of your identity and you think of yourself as a guy who gets raped?
You know, Nietzsche once said that the only way to find the true soul of a man
mm-hmm.
is to put a cock in his mouth and see how he reacts. And that was told to me by a very wise man, a man I respected, who I found out years later was also a sex criminal.
Right.
What's his name?
His name was Robert. I met him at a bus stop that I would find out that he was living at.
And by any chance, did you suck Robert's cock?
I did, because he said the thing about Nietzsche, who I thought it was probably, that was smart. It seemed like a smart thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that does sound smart.
You know, I thought maybe later he'd buy a Toyota.
Right.
He was saying, he was talking about, oh, I hate taking the bus. He said, I overheard you. You're talking about, you're the guy that sells Toyotas, right? And I said, yeah, that's me. And he said, boy, I'm really tired of taking the bus. I would love a Toyota if somebody would just, you know.
But I have too much cum in my balls to buy one.
Give me the, what
it's
they.
Slowing me down.
Slowing me down. These heavy ass balls are making it impossible for me to reach for my wallet.
Yeah, give me the sweet Jimmy treatment. Sweet boy Jimmy treatment from down there at the. DeLorean Toyota.
DeLorean Toyota.
Wow.
The Toyotas of the future today.
Wow.
Did you guys ever get sued by the DeLorean company?
No, because John DeLorean actually
he raped you.
And he was always
Damn,
worried.
You can't stop getting...
Jim from fucking Wisconsin. Jim from Fond du Lac loves getting raped.
He doesn't love it. It just happened.
John
yeah,
DeLorean,
constantly.
We had a whirlwind romance where he took me to Northern Ireland with him when he was planning on building the factories. And wow, I thought
you've had an interesting life. I thought you said you were married to a woman.
In my mind, I thought he was headhunting me for a position as the vice president of sales at DeLorean. Right. But it turns out he thought I was cute and wanted my boy pussy.
But he did fly you out. That says something.
He flew me out. I knew something was up when I got there, and there were roses and a dress. Why, in my hotel room.
You got wined and dined.
There was very little discussion of any kind of job position, and when I asked him about it, he said, "What position?" I sent you a letter in the mail that said, "I would love to blow a load in your mouth."
That's a romantic
please
letter.
Please call me. And I thought he meant to give me a job.
I don't know, Jim. That kind of seems on you, man.
No, that's
it
a
was
common
the,
misunderstanding.
It was the 80s. It was the 80s. Different. People had a lot.
I guess
of
you're right. I don't know all the. I don't know all the slang from back
people
then.
People talked in a very particular manner in the 1980s. It was the first decade you weren't allowed to openly use the N-word, and white people were still figuring out
right,
how to say things.
Right.
We were saying new sayings.
We couldn't say the N-word, but we hadn't yet stolen cuss words, black people style.
Right,
you
know? Right.
So you'd
right.
go around, you'd be like, "Hey, shit ass.
Right.
Get your dick ass car off my.
Yeah, I'm going to blow a load in your mouth.
I'm going to blow a load in my
mouth. I'm
going
to fly you out to Northern Ireland.
Blow a load in your mouth. Hey, shit fuck.
Hey, shit fuck.
I'm going to blow a load in your mouth in Northern Ireland
so you've
while
read,
you're in a pretty red dress.
You've seen the letter.
I've seen the letter. Well, yeah.
Oh, so man. You're familiar with. So obviously it's a mistake.
It's a mistake anyone could have made.
And down here at the bottom, the lipstick kiss.
Right.
That's funny for a guy.
He was wearing lipstick.
For a guy to do a lipstick. On a letter. Right.
And I sent a letter back and I said I'm very open to be put in any position by you
yeah.
with my own lipstick kiss
right.
because
right.
I thought that was perhaps some sort of Northern Irish
culturally.
Etiquette.
And yeah, now it's John, like, so John DeLorean is from Northern Ireland? Or
I think he's also from Wisconsin.
Okay.
All letters are sealed.
Now, are we
kiss.
Sure this was a man named... So you fuck with it. So in the 80s, he fucks you in Northern Ireland. And then a decade or so later, he hires you and tells you he's a real cocksucker.
No, that you're confusing
with
John
the manager,
DeLorean.
With the manager DeLorean, of John DeLorean.
Just a sales manager at DeLorean.
But this
two different guys.
But this wasn't. That seemed like
guys.
It was about 10 years apart, though.
No, it was about 6 years apart.
Okay, so you fucked John DeLorean.
I did.
And then you work at a different. You were already a car salesman.
Yeah.
So you work at a different dealership. And I guess also in that time you get
well, you
married.
You have to keep in mind the DeLorean could travel in time. So
oh, I see.
I worked at the DeLorean dealership. And then John DeLorean came
oh,
from
it was
the
like
past
that
to sue the dealership.
Mm.
At which I met him, and he brought me back to the past with him.
I see.
To rape
oh.
me in Northern Ireland in the early 80s and re-deliver me back to 1987.
Right.
And he said, good luck proving that in a court of law.
Yeah, that's next to impossible.
And then everybody thinks I'm insane.
Right.
Like E. Jean Carroll.
They say that guy's
a real E. Jean Carroll.
That's what they call you, huh?
Yeah.
And what have you been doing since? Because that, I mean, all the stories you've told us, the latest time was 2003. So what have you been doing in the...
I started a podcast about the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. You rate the doggos.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of defunct now because the first couple episodes I had some friends on and it was nice. We just talked about the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Third episode, we had a big get.
Oh, yeah?
Lawrence Fishmeister. Does his name ring a bell?
Not
I know Lawrence
the first Fishburne. 75% did, yeah.
Well,
Lawrence Fishburne, but
there's an actor
who
played Morpheus.
You're thinking of the black guy from the fucking...
from Morpheus.
From the King of New York.
I am, yeah, Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, but this guy was the premier judge of the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, wow, that is a big get.
From 1973 until 1993.
What kind of relationship did you guys have?
Well, we were just going to interview him for the podcast.
Yeah.
And he got into town early, and he said, I'm at my hotel, and then we have a couple of hours before we do the show. Why don't you come over? Hang out.
Yeah.
And we can talk about some Toyotas. I was
thinking. Whoa, wow. So, but you're out of the game. You're a podcaster.
And I said, I don't really want to talk about Toyotas. I had kind of a traumatic experience.
I'm you just sold the, them for years.
Oh, he said, oh, no problem. We can just, and so we got through his, with his, I got through his hotel, and it was nice. He's showing me awards that he had won and pictures of him with presidents.
Right.
Different characters.
And he must be pretty old at this
him
point,
Ronald
too, right?
Reagan, him and Margaret Thatcher. He had a picture of him and Osama bin Laden.
Oh, holy shit.
So he was a popular guy back in the 1980s, and he, you know, he said, you know, do you want me to give you a sample? And I said, of what? And he said, of how I judge the dogs. And I said, sure. And he said, well, get down like a puppy dog.
On all fours.
And he had a collar and a leash. And he put it on me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. And then he had a little dog snout and some ears and he put on me. And, you know, he's like, well, go around the room. And I thought it was weird at first, but then I kind of got into it.
You got into it.
You know, and I'm like, woof, woof.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, okay, come over here. Come over here, Jim. And we're going around the room, and he said, well, you know, it's not really working because the dog, you know, doesn't wear clothes.
Doesn't wear clothes. This is really tripping me up.
And that's where, you know, I said, okay, something seems like
something's
it's
up. Something's up. That, at that point, your spidey senses start tingling.
Something's up.
With the collar on, with
but
the
I
dog mask.
He did have a point. Dogs don't wear
they
clothes.
They don't. They wear a collar.
So
but that's
I took my clothes off, and I'm going around the apartment, and he said, okay, well, get up on here in the bed, boy. Mm. And I'm up on bed on all fours, and he reached under my legs and grabbed my scrotum and started massaging my testicles.
Oh, wow. That must have felt kind of good at first.
And, you know, I thought it was weird, but he's like, this is the most important part of the dog
show. That's how he judges. Uh-huh.
And I said, what are you checking for, testicular cancer? And he says, no, a lot of people don't understand what's going on when the judge. I was the guy that invented this.
Wow.
You know, back in the day, they looked at me like I was crazy when I started feeling the dog's balls.
Right.
But what really sets a dog apart at the dog show is the level of obedience of the dog.
Right.
And it's indicative of the breed.
Yeah, so being a good boy.
When you play with a dog's balls,
right,
a regular dog will probably bite you. A show dog knows not to bite you.
Mm.
But there still might be an underlying level of tension that the dog is experiencing.
Right.
So when you're playing with the dog's balls, what you want to look for is the tightness of the dog's asshole.
Mm.
Because that indicates how stressed out the dog is.
And how do you check for that?
And so he's massaging my balls, and I notice my asshole is a bit tight.
Right.
And he said, so this would be a fail.
Mm.
This should be a not a pass because you're not relaxed.
Worst in show.
And, you know, I said, well, jeez.
I want to succeed.
I don't want to be upstaged by a dog. And yeah, I think you all got lube out of his bag and he fucked me. And I said, how much more? Well, we got 3 minutes left. You got 3 minutes left. So he said, as he slid each inch into my ass.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And when that's happening, what are you thinking? Just out of curiosity.
I'm saying, I'm a Dalmatian. I'm a Dalmatian.
Right.
I'm a Dalmatian. I'm a Dalmatian. And then he said, he pulled my hair back and he said, if you're a good enough boy, I'll come buy one of your slut Toyotas.
Wow.
And that sent me into a spiral.
Right.
Oh, that was like your sensory recall.
And much like a dog, I sort of snapped around and I ripped his trachea out with my teeth.
Oh, wow.
I really turned into a feral animal. And you would think that murdering a man with your bare hands, you know, chewing through his neck veins and bleeding him out in the hotel room would give you enough street credit that when you're invariably sentenced to 10 years in prison for manslaughter, that
you get a little respect.
You get respect.
Right.
Yeah.
They found out about the dog thing, and I don't even know where they got a kennel to put
in jail.
But day one, they already had toys for
me
and little princess dog outfits that I had to wear.
Wow.
And they said there was a guy named Tyrone that called me his little Bijan Freeze.
I see.
That's me.
And boy, you know, I thought I knew what being raped was before I went to jail. But these guys in there, it's like the NBA. Basically.
Right, right.
You're playing street ball outside.
The speed of the game is so much faster. The speed and the power.
When you get into a Midwestern state prison, a frigid, landlocked hell filled with just the raw, unbridled rage of maladjusted racial tensions over the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
A place that's too fake to deal with racism.
Right.
They really let a dog have it.
They let a white dog named Jim really let his yeah. They really put a pound on his asshole.
And the worst part about it was I couldn't do my podcast while I was in.
Yeah, so you it didn't kind even of fell apart. You guys had at the Westminster
so
show.
So after two episodes,
we were getting we were seeing a huge uptick in traffic.
Cuz that was a big get.
We were seeing
that
a lot of good
you.
Metrics. We were averaging maybe about 750,000 downloads per episode. And I was getting
really? Holy
I was getting emails from people from all over. Two or three guys. One of them was in California. He told me his autism. He's lived with his mom his whole life, and it really brightened his day to listen to me talk about dogs and stuff. And you know, to know that I was making a difference in someone's life really felt good.
That must have felt really.
And I emailed him back and I said, "No, thank you. I appreciate it." And he said, "Listen, I'm actually going to be in Fond du Lac."
Really?
And I was out on parole, and you know, I didn't have anything to do. And he was like, "Well, do you want to meet me
at
the drive-through of fucking whatever the Midwestern version of Whataburger is?"
Right, right.
And that guy raped me also.
Yeah, at Culver's.
At Culver's,
you had a nice custard in your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had your cheese curds.
Jim, I gotta say, pal. So now you're out of jail.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were raped? How long has it been? Do you have one of those boards at your house that says zero days since getting raped?
You know, I feel like that's a very personal question.
Okay.
You've shared a lot.
I don't think I can. I think it's outside of my Midwestern good grace.
Your values.
My Midwestern value system.
Well, listen, Jim, we're all having a good time hanging out. Do you maybe want to come back to my place after this?
You know, I would love to, but I'm meeting with a potential investor down at the Econo Lodge on Route 40.
Okay, oh, wow.
Investor in what?
Wait, you're meeting at the Route 40 or Pulaski Highway in Rosedale, Maryland?
Sure.
You're going to get the pod back up and running?
I'm going. There's a guy who might buy podcasting equipment for me, but he says I got to suck his dick to get it. And I think that's just an expression.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably an expression. Well, maybe another time, Jim.
Maybe another time. And that's how you burn 30 minutes.
Looked pretty good.
I love Jim, the guy that can't stop getting raped from Fond du Lac.
The car salesman.
Well, folks, we hope you enjoyed this one as much as we did.
It's great to be back.
It's
folks.
Great to be back.
I plug come.town to buy shirts, but
get those tees.
They've stopped paying me. They just decided to not give me any of the money.
Wow.
But, you know, buy the shirts anyways because I like them.
Buy the shirts. Go to stabby.biz. Buy tees.
I got enough money.
Yes, sir.
Those cocksuckers can. What's up?
No, nothing.
No, you're going to plug something.
I just said go to stabby.biz/tour, get tickets to the tour, get tickets to or buy some fucking shirts. Listen, I want to let you guys know I'm cooking up something real nice for the Stabby Baby 2022 calendar. You know it's coming out. Mm-hmm. Took some pictures already for some
full
of those.
Cock.
It's crazy.
Full
that
frontal nudity this year.
We're entering the last quarter of this year already.
It's wild. I know.
It's flown by.
I might show balls this year.
I got to have a family.
Show balls from the back. Literally,
from
balls
the
from
back.
The back.
Yeah, that's a good look.
So look out for the 2020.
Balls from the back is tasteful.
They call that the Westminster.
The Westminster, yep.
Balls from the back.
I might show balls from the back this year. Only one way to find out. Stay tuned for that. But yeah.
Adam, anything to plug?
I'm gonna be starting a family.
Oh wow!
I gotta do that, but mine will be bad. Mine's gonna be just a nightmare.
No, we're gonna all respect each
and then
other.
My child will be jealous of yours.
We're gonna start a band.
So we're gonna start a band. Yeah. Our family. And
the family band.
Yeah, we're gonna be incredibly cringe.
Mm.
Yeah. We're gonna be the most hated family in America. Instead of the Westminster Westboro Baptist Church, it's gonna be a family that's just trying to go viral on TikTok.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye.